Hey guys, this is Nathan from Church in a Brewery, and this is our week two recap. So every week, I'm going to be giving a recap of our Church in a Brewery discussion for a while on this podcast. And basically that way, if you miss a week, you can catch up here. If you just want to review, you can catch up here. Maybe you've got friends who are not sure about this whole Church in a Brewery thing, and they're curious, but they haven't come to a meeting yet. So maybe introducing them to this podcast would be a good way to, you know, let them know what we talk about and things like that. Or there's a lot of people who just are not ready yet to go out because of COVID and the whole mask thing. And so I thought this would be a good thing to do for a while. So this is our week two topic. Does God exist? We're talking about evidence for the existence of God from the origin of the universe, which just happens to be one of my favorite topics. So I was super excited to talk to you guys about this. We had some really good discussion on this topic and some good questions. The reason I decided to do this topic is because we've been discussing who is Jesus and why is he important to us today. And there's stuff in the Bible like who we are and why the world is the way it is and things about our future. Well, what does it matter what the Bible says about that if we don't know if we can trust it or not? So we want to find out, is it actually true? Have the claims in the Bible been embellished, or does it actually have something to say about who we are? Well, where do you start your investigating? I decided to start with question number one. Does God exist? Because in Genesis, in the first chapter of the Bible, the first big claim of the Bible is there's this big, intelligent, all-powerful being that creates everything in our universe from nothing. That's a big claim. It also claims that this intelligent being or God created life. He created us. So we want to look into, is this a legit thing to believe? Is there anything behind this, backing this? So this topic is for people who aren't sure if God exists, or maybe you do believe God exists, but you probably know somebody who's not sure, and maybe they have some questions. Maybe you can talk to them about it and have a cool conversation. Or maybe you're somebody who wrestles with doubt. Last week I mentioned that I'm somebody who I was very skeptical, and I struggled with the miraculous and supernatural claims in the Bible. And whenever I run across them, I feel a little bit uncomfortable. I feel something that I consider to be doubt. It doesn't mean I don't have faith, but I've kind of found a way to cope with it and be able to trust and have faith. And that is to walk through this personal checklist of evidence for God in the Bible that I have learned over time. Well, what I'm going to share with you on this podcast is an example of some of the stuff that I walk through in my own mind to help myself realize that, yeah, even though the Bible has some pretty out there claims at times, they might actually be reasonable if I really sit down and look at the evidence. I tend to take the view that the Bible and science are compatible. Some people are going to hear that, and they're going to breathe a sigh of relief, and they're going to say, oh, wow, so there might actually be scientific support for some of this stuff. And other people don't like that so much when I say that, but that's okay. Whenever I come across opposing views, or maybe I'm in a conversation and I discover that we have different views on a subject, one thing that I like to do is find the key things that we actually agree on, because honestly, I believe that there are some big points that maybe, you know, you and I are a lot closer on than we might initially think. So there are some key things that I think scientists and Christians and people of faith and people of religion actually agree on, and we'll dive into those. So here's a couple examples of such things. One, I think most scientists and people of faith would agree that the universe had a beginning. Now, there are some exceptions. Honestly, I had to look into this myself when I was younger because some of my friends believed the universe has always been here, and I wasn't sure. I mean, I'd never investigated it before. Well, that's okay. I mean, that's what we're here to talk about. And from what I understand, Hinduism is a religion that still embraces the idea that the universe is eternal, which means it has no beginning. It's always been here. It always will be here. But in general, most scientists and people who believe the Bible is true agree that the universe had a beginning. We also agree that the universe has a cause. So there we have two points that both scientists and people who believe the Bible agree on. The universe had a beginning and the universe has a cause. Something caused it to exist. It didn't just appear by itself. Deep down, I think we all kind of know that everything has a cause just from observing the world around us. Or maybe it's from high school physics class. I don't know. I had an awesome high school physics teacher. He was from Transylvania, and he taught me all kinds of crazy stuff. Some of that stuff is becoming really useful right now. I never thought that I would be using physics again. But I looked across the room at the brewery tonight, and I saw a jukebox. And I used it for an illustration. I said, if you saw this jukebox fly up off the ground and start hovering, what would you do? What would you think? Would you think that the jukebox was just doing this by itself? Or would you start looking for a cause? I would imagine that first you'd start looking around for some cables or something that was holding it up. And then maybe after a while, you'd start investigating like magnetic fields or some gravity thing or, you know, something crazy. And when you've exhausted all options, you'd start looking around the room for people who have telekinetic powers and be like, hey, which one of you is picking that thing up with your mind? Like, we know that inanimate objects don't just move by themselves. Something caused it to move. I mean, seriously, if you totally run out of options, maybe you think it's a ghost. But my point is, none of us are just going to stop and think, oh, the jukebox is moving by itself. Like, we've observed in our world that things just don't move without a cause. In addition, I think if you're out in the woods and you found a jukebox, you'd be like, who put this there? Or who made this? Or something. Everything has a cause. When an object moves, that motion has been caused by something else. And everything that exists was brought into being by something else. Like, it has a cause, right? In physics, there's a law. It's called the principle of causality. And that just basically says that everything has a cause. So here's what all atheists, Christians, and agnostics have in common. We all believe in some kind of first cause that caused the universe. Basically, we know it had a beginning, and we don't think it, you know, gave birth to itself. We've never seen that happen before. We agree that something brought the universe into existence. We just disagree on what specifically that cause was. Now, if everything has a cause, and you were to start tracing all the causes backwards to the very first cause that caused the universe to exist, eventually you would end up all the way back at the very first cause of everything. Now, here's where it gets weird. Whatever the first cause was has to be uncaused. Like, it has no beginning. It's always been here. Now, that seems like a really bizarre thing to say, but in reality, people who believe the Bible and scientists all believe in an eternal first cause that has always been here, too. So that's very interesting, too, because from all of our different backgrounds and different perspectives and science and all this, we all believe that there is an eternal first cause. Like, think about that. We have a lot more in common than we realize. So what are the different views of what that first cause is, that eternal first cause that has always been here? Well, one view, as we talked about a little bit earlier, is that the universe is eternal. That is a view commonly embraced by Hinduism. There's another view that matter is eternal. Now, that gets a little bit more complicated, though, because, see, in order to get matter moving, you've got to have some sort of energy. So in order to get everything in motion to cause the Big Bang, to cause the universe to come into an existence, something had to exert force, some kind of energy transfer or something onto that matter. And you probably need time, too. So now that gets a little bit complicated. It's not as simple as just, you know, matter being eternal, because that still doesn't really solve the problem of there being a first cause that put energy into the system. Okay, so there is a third view that the universe was created by an eternal, intelligent being, a god. Part of the reason that some of us believe that is because our world is so complex, and it seems like maybe it needed an intelligent being to organize it. But we'll go into that. First, what we have to ask is, how do we know that the universe has a cause? How do we know that the universe had a beginning and that it's not eternal? Because that would help us knock this list of potential options from 3 down to 2, or maybe even 1. The idea that the universe has always existed was actually much more common, I believe, until the 1960s. So here's the first piece of evidence I have. Alexander Friedman, he was able to prove in the 1920s that the universe is expanding using Einstein's theories. And in 1929, Edwin Hubble, you probably recognize that name from the Hubble telescope, he observed that we could actually see other galaxies, and they were moving away from Earth. So imagine the universe is like a balloon and it's expanding gradually. I actually tried to get a balloon so I could do this illustration tonight, but basically, if you take a permanent marker in a balloon and you make 2 dots on that balloon with the permanent marker, when you blow up the balloon, those dots are going to get further and further apart. Well, that's kind of what Edwin Hubble observed when he looked through this telescope and he saw these galaxies moving apart as the universe expanded. This is called the law of red shifts, if you want to look it up. Now imagine what would happen if we rewound time all the way to the beginning of the universe. It'd basically be like deflating the balloon, right? Well, what might happen is eventually those dots that we drew on the balloon, they might converge into a single point. If you really rewound time all the way to the beginning, the very moment when the Big Bang happened. See, once the Big Bang happened, the universe expanded outward in this like explosion of creation. So it would make sense that you could rewind that backwards to the very beginning, like a single moment in time. That's one piece of evidence for a beginning of the universe, but that's not enough. Personally, for me to be able to trust a theory, I need a lot of pieces. I need to be able to have multiple pieces of evidence that verify and confirm each other. And then I feel like I have a small case, so we're going to need some more pieces of evidence. Well, you're in luck. Number 2, there's an abundance of hydrogen in the atmosphere. You're probably like, so what? That's just a bunch of gas, right? Well, hydrogen is thought to be in the atmosphere as a result of some kind of explosion. I mean, that's generally where hydrogen comes from. The hydrogen is also dissipating. So scientists used dissipation rates to trace backwards and estimate when this possible explosion might have taken place. What do you know? We get back to about 13 billion years ago, which is about when scientists think the Big Bang happened. The explosion that brought everything into existence. Evidence number 3. In 1964, scientists discovered the existence of cosmic background radiation. This is not like the kind of thing that makes the Incredible Hulk, but 2 scientists at Bell Telephone Laboratories in New Jersey, they had this large antenna, and it kept picking up this extra noise that they just couldn't get rid of. So they did more experiments, and ultimately, they discovered that there was cosmic background radiation as a result of the Big Bang, of this explosion, and their antenna was picking it up. So at that point, when they made that discovery, most scientists abandoned the idea that the universe was eternal and had already existed, because this was enough of a silver bullet to put an end to that scientific theory. And it became mostly unanimous among scientists that, yes, the universe did have a beginning about 13 billion years ago, a little more than that, and the Big Bang theory was fully embraced. Now, personally, I believe that the Big Bang theory and the creation story in the Bible about an intelligent God who creates the universe go hand in hand, so I really don't have any problem with that. Again, I think that's something that scientists and the Bible can have in common. Now let's explore some physics some more. The laws of physics. The second law of thermodynamics states that the universe is running out of usable energy. So imagine you had a top. I don't know if kids play with tops anymore. They probably don't even know what they are, but what are those things? Beyblades? I believe there's like some kind of cool battle tops that fight each other. But imagine if you spun a top. At first, it might spin really smoothly. It's stable, but over time, it begins to lose energy. Then it begins to wobble. It becomes unstable until it finally falls over. Well, this is actually kind of what's happening in our universe. the universe is actually running out of usable energy very slowly. It's like a top that is slowly winding down. So that begs the question, who spun the top? Like, who spun the top if the universe is a top to get everything spinning in the first place? What was that first cause? So that's a philosophical way of looking at it. Like, there's energy in the system, and something had to get this whole thing moving in the first place. Because the top's not going to spin itself, and neither is the universe. Next, we have the law of entropy, which I think is really interesting. This law says that the universe is spiraling towards disorder. Things in our universe do not become more orderly over time. They actually become more disorderly. Basically, the gist is that things in nature don't organize themselves. They require some kind of outside force, probably intelligent, to organize things and put them in an order. Well, our universe is spiraling more and more towards disorder. I mean, think about it. At some point, the sun's either going to explode or, you know, the universe is expanding and getting farther and farther apart. Eventually, maybe the Earth is too far away from the sun and it gets cold and we all die. I mean, it's not becoming more habitable and it's not, you know, starting to spin more smoothly. It's actually losing energy and becoming less organized. So if the universe is organized into this system that works and it's losing energy, then my question would be, well, who was the organizer? Like, what organized it in the first place and got it working the way that it does? I've got one more example to think about that points to the need for a first cause of everything. Have you ever used a blowtorch? Like, I had a middle school shop class where we got to make these screwdrivers, and, you know, my instructor would use a blowtorch on this piece of metal and it would glow cherry red. It was really hot. And then I was supposed to pound this thing with a hammer, you know, and make my screwdriver. Well, interestingly, when it was cherry red and it started to cool, I wondered, how hot is this thing now? And I touched it and I burned the shape of a screwdriver into my finger for years. Like, it's finally gotten to the point where you can't really see it anymore, but I don't know, man. I don't know what the deal was. After that, I started wanting to touch a hot stove, and maybe I'm a crazy person, but I guess I was just curious. I mean, I was like, well, it's not glowing red anymore. I wonder how hot it is. But anyways, to get back on track, if I were to take a blowtorch and heat up a piece of metal so it glowed red, it was really hot. If I took the blowtorch away or turned it off, that piece of metal is not going to stay cherry red. It's slowly going to lose heat. It's slowly going to cool down. And that is what's happening to our universe. It is slowly cooling down, and eventually it's not going to be habitable. So my question is, what is the outside force? What is the cause that initially, you know, put heat into the system or transferred energy into the universe? All of these pieces of evidence point to a beginning to our universe and that there was some kind of outside force, some kind of cause that brought everything into being, organized our world, put energy into it, whatever you want to call it. And this is probably a subject for another time, but even if you believe there are many universes, multiple universes, think about this. We still have those same rules to follow, right? Everything has a cause. So what caused all those universes? What was the first cause of all of them? What's creating them? With all of that being said, we are all looking for an eternal first cause. So here's what I want to say with all of that. It's not as crazy to believe that maybe an intelligent God created the universe and organized that system as maybe some make it out to be. There's plenty more we could talk about on this subject, and we will in future podcasts. But next week, we'll go back to talking about who Jesus is. And then the week after that, maybe we'll come back to more evidence for the existence of God and the reliability of the Bible. Because if we're going to be reading it, I want you to feel like you can trust it and know that there's something solid underneath it. It's supported by facts. God gave us evidence, and you can trust it, and it's not a blind faith. My week two questions, you can find these and a written kind of outline recap of this talk. They are at breweryministries.org/session2. There's no hyphen or anything, and that's session 2. My questions that we discussed tonight at the brewery were, does the first cause of the universe have to be eternal? So basically, I'm asking, is there any way that that first cause, whether it be the universe, whether it be God, matter, whatever, is there any way that maybe that first cause doesn't have to be something that always existed? Number two, what do you think the most plausible first cause might be? Matter? The universe itself? Or an intelligent creator? And three, do you think science and faith in some kind of creator or God are compatible? There's some really interesting stuff that came out of that. And it was kind of cool. We were at some of the tables and they were actually like looking up the laws of physics and trying to discuss them and how they worked and how that might actually be evidence for a creator. And that was just really cool. I wasn't sure if this topic would be like too much like school or something, but people really got into this one. And that was really cool to see. So if you guys want to join us, we'll be at Augustino Brewing Monday nights at 7:30. The doors open at 7, so there's about 30 minutes where if you want to show up early, you can visit and get your beer and get situated and stuff like that. And then at 7:30, I'll give a little 15-minute intro just like I just did, and then you guys get to discuss for quite some time, and I'll get up there for 2 or 3 minutes at the end, give a little conclusion, and some of you guys actually got to share some thoughts tonight at the end, so that was really cool. So if you haven't checked us out yet, we will be there every Monday night. It's Church in a Brewery. We don't care where you're at in your faith, what you believe, just as long as you're curious. We welcome different perspectives and just want to make everybody comfortable and have some good conversations. We're having a really good time with it so far. All right, that's a wrap on this episode. I will talk to you guys in a week, and maybe we'll see you Monday night. Peace out.